This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Melissa Edres and Tan Chung Han. It's 11th of June and it's a Monday. It's a Monday. And we are heading towards
Sharad's always so surprised with the date and the month and the time and the what day.
You know, I wake up every day with this tremendous curiosity about the world. That includes some very simple things that everybody else takes for granted, like what day of the week it is.
Yeah, you call it tremendous curiosity. I call it memory lapse.
Like a senior moment.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll turn our attention south to Singapore, where the Kim Trump summit is happening. And a little story on the side, and in fact, a little subplot, which has to do with an Australian impersonator. He impersonates a Kim Jong-un, and he was detained and questioned on arrival in Singapore, confirming what has been known for a long time, that Singaporeans lack a sense of humor. At least their government does.
I can't believe he found a way to tie that back. So this Australian impersonator, he goes by the stage name Howard X. He's based in Hong Kong, and he actually looks a lot like Kim this guy is good. What do you guys think in terms of the physical resemblance to Howard X and Kim Jong-un? Do you think he could pass as Kim Jong-un, you know, at peripheral glance?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think it's largely got to do with genes, right? I mean, it's one thing for Howard X to try and impersonate Kim Jong-un. It's another thing for Sharad Kutin to impersonate Kim Jong-un. But I think that hairstyle, though, that's... that takes a lot of guts to pull off.
And commitment, if you're going to
actually, no, it only takes a barber to create that.
Yeah, but to walk around with that haircut,
I mean, you might have trouble with that because you need actually quite a bit of hair.
Follicle challenge.
To actually do that one. But
look a stocking, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, I was out of the running from the get-go, like when I was born, okay?
Okay, so this guy was stopped and questioned at Changi Airport. His bags were searched and he was questioned for about 2 hours. But I think what we also need to look at here is that there was also a Trump impersonator who got in. So there's a Trump impersonator called Dennis Allen. Apparently, both Dennis Allen and Howard X were walking around Singapore holding hands in a show of romance.
Yeah, so I still don't get it. They knew he was coming, obviously, which is why they targeted him. And then what could they have said? So when you read the reports about what the officials said to him, basically, you know, asked him not to create trouble. And it's, you know, he's an impersonator. I mean, part of this is a comedy routine around the summit. Why would anybody be worried about it? What real trouble could he cause?
Is it a national security issue? No, perhaps, you know, he's there as not in an entertainment or comedic kind of role, but rather, you know, maybe to distract people from where Kim Jong-un is going to actually be. So like a security detail.
All right. This is a country where your choice of spouse is a national security issue. So I don't know. I mean, honestly... Does it all have to be? I mean, it really, for me, it was just completely laughable that they would do that. But because they take this all very, very seriously.
Right. Well, I mean, we don't know the exact reason as to why Mr. Howard X, a.k.a.
Mr. X.
Mr. X, or a.k.a. Kim Jong-un impersonator, actually got detained. I mean, for all we know, the customs agent just had a rough day and didn't like the look on his face.
No. There's actually reasons. So he's provided an account of what happened during his questioning where he says they actually tell him, you know, not to create
be
trouble or, in fact, go to Sentosa. And in a video he produced, he said, they've told me not to go to Sentosa. I'm going to go to Sentosa.
Okay, Sharad, did he mention anything? Did he write on his immigration card profession Kim Jong-un impersonator? Is the resemblance so remarkable that they saw him at the immigration line and said, wow, this guy looks like Kim Jong-un, we must keep tabs on him?
Or you know, at immigration, when they ask him, are you here for business or pleasure? How is he going to answer that? Is it business or pleasure?
I think that clearly it's business because this is his job. And he says, you know, so he apparently was asked, you know, what he was going to do. He says, I never rioted. I don't plan ever to riot. And then Partly, I think it's got to do with his actions during the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. So he did actually come out and participate there.
So I wonder what kind, I mean, how does this man make his living? I mean, who hires a Kim Jong-un impersonator? Is that for like annual dinners?
Yeah. Get
But Kim Jong-un, I mean, I can understand Elvis or something like that, where it's, you know, the performance related. What would you hire a Kim Jong-un impersonator to do?
Yeah, well, maybe to be part of a skit or something. You know, I think Kim Jong-un's stock will only, or at least impersonating stock, would only rise if there was a corresponding Donald Trump impersonator there as well, you know, i.e. what's exactly happening in
Dennis
Singapore
Allen,
right now.
Dennis Allen, yes. Yeah.
I do think, though, you know, at the end of the day, a bit of levity around these events, although I think Donald Trump himself is going to provide some of that just because he's so weird and inconsistent. And these are comments coming from world leaders about Donald Trump over G7. I mean, it's not even like something I'm making up because I don't like Donald Trump. But yeah, there it is, you know, fascinating developments down south.
Are there impersonators of leaders here in Malaysia? Do we have, you know, a Mahathir impersonator or Najib impersonator?
You know,
I
just saw this viral Raya song video thing, and whereby this individual is mimicking or singing all these Hari Raya songs using the voices of celebrities, including former Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib. Mm. I'll give it an 8 out of 10, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not bad. Yeah. We'll be back with a look at overworked and underpaid workers. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.